Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Alexandra is working at her desk when Andrew walks into her office.
Hey, sis. I'm back.
Andrew Jones, where the hell have you been?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Oh, I went out of town for a few days. I need to get out of the city.
Yeah, right. Who is she?
Alex, why do you think anything that happens to me revolves around a woman?
Because I know you.
Well, if you must know, I met a lovely young socialite by the name of Betsy, and she took me to her place on the Cape.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Oh, don't worry, Alex. Betsy was beyond boring. She made, like, watching paint dry seem exciting. So despite her bottomless pit bank account, I called things off with her.
Well, thank heavens for small favors. But don't tell me you've already gone through the money you got from Larissa.
No, but that money won't last forever. At least not enough to let me live the luxurious lifestyle that I deserve.
No comment.
So, what's new with you and Adriana? Did you give up your search for Eric?
Actually, Andrew, I found out Marshall Wells was living here in New York and is quite the attorney.
You haven't seen him, have you?
No. He's got a wife and a kid. I thought about marching into his office to give him a piece of my mind, but hell, what would that accomplish?
Hey, that never stopped you before. But I actually agree with you this time. Forget about that guy.
It's just so strange that we both ended up in New York, don't you think?
No, not really. People come here from all over the place.
I guess.
And what's up with that sister of ours? Did she find a job?
Well, she's going to do a couple of aerobics classes at the rec center, but she hasn't found a regular job yet. She did get some information yesterday from Zach Jessup.
What is it with you two and these high school lovers coming out of the woodwork?
Adriana and I have had a lot of similar things happen in our lives, Andy. And it's strange, because we did grow up apart. Well, anyway, Zach told her that Zoe was a twin, and the other baby died.
A twin? There were two of them?
Yep. Adriana was blown away. She had no idea the other baby was stillborn.
Well, I'm not sure New York could handle another Zoe, especially with that accent.
Well, the baby died, so you don't have to worry about that. But Adriana's afraid that there may be more that she's not remembered. I just hope that whatever it is, it isn't too bad.
In his office at Channel 6, Kyle is talking on the phone with his sister Andrea when Gretchen walks into the doorway.
Andrea, are you all right? You invited me over for dinner last night. You hardly said two words. What gives? I know you keep telling me that nothing's wrong, but then you hint that things aren't right with Marshall. Just spit it out and tell me what the problem is.
Fine. Well, I'll mind my own business, but I think we should talk soon, okay? Just the two of us.
What's that noise in the background? Where are you?
All right. We'll talk later. Take it easy.
Hi.
Gretchen, were you standing there this whole time?
Just for a minute, Kyle. Don't worry.
Why are women so confusing? Even my sister makes no sense to me sometimes.
Men and women have been confusing each other forever, Kyle. That's just how it works.
It's just that my sister hasn't been herself lately, and she calls me to talk, but she doesn't say anything. I feel like she wants me to drag it out of her, but I don't know how.
Maybe she's going through a hard time right now. I'm sure she'll be fine.
I hope you're right.
Thank you. At the Wells residence, CJ has just arrived home and is walking through the house looking for his mother, Andrea.
Mom, are you home? Mom? Hello? Guess she's not here. What's this? A note? Dear CJ, by the time you get this, I will be gone. I'm not sure if you are ever going to understand my reasons, and I don't think it'll be fair to get into them all now, but I'm faced with a decision that has left me with only one choice. To leave New York, to leave your father, and to leave you. What the hell? Mom!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.